Welcome to the Amy Rushworth Show. I'm your host, Amy. I'm so glad you're here. I'm an empowerment and sexual wellness coach, breathwork teacher, podcaster, course creator, badass bitch, and a globally recognized thought leader on empowerment. And I'm here to help you if you're ready to fuck off the rules and create a life of unashamed, unapologetic pleasure and deep, deep confidence. I have a burning passion for the taboo and naughty areas of womanhood that we're not supposed to talk about, such as sexual wellness, bold self-expression, defying social expectations, and so much more. The topics that we're typically taught to shut up about or be ashamed of are the conversations I live for, and those are the kind of juicy, soulful chats that are going down on this show. My intention is for you to step into your most outrageously free, unapologetically expressed version of you. So if that sounds like a vibe, let's fucking go. Are you ready? Welcome to the show, babe. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad to be here.
Thanks for coming on board. We're semi-naked in our cowgirl hats, hanging out as we do, having all the chats before we hit record, and realize we should probably hit record now because we share all of this juicy magic with everyone. But can you introduce yourself to our listeners, babe?
Absolutely. So I am Phoebe Marie. I am a quantum energy healer, intuitive guide. I do DNA activations. I do womb clearings. I work really closely with the body. So that's kind of the fun stuff. I live in the States. I have four dogs. You'll probably hear them bark at some point.
Love it. Amazing. So Phoebe and I, sort of weaving in and out of each other's worlds all the time. She's been my client, I've been her client, we've been featuring in each other's programs and offerings and things, and I'm really excited to have you on the show to share so many things that you have to offer. And the first rabbit hole that I want to journey down with you, I know that you recently kind of changed your tune or sort of pivoted a tiny bit from being the healer for leaders to the activator for leaders. And I wanted to pull on this thread and talk a little bit about what that journey has entailed for you and why you've sort of moved from being like the healer to the activator and what the difference is between these two energies of like healing people and activating people.
Ooh, I love this. I love this so much. So it's been a really interesting transition because it went from the healer for healers to the healer for leaders to the activator for leaders. And it's so interesting to see each of those chapters unfold in such a small amount of time. I mean, this is all throughout the duration of your mastermind, and which I loved.
Thank you.
And it was the best 6 months ever. But the most recent pivot was all through Unbound. So I knew that something was coming through and my guides were showing me bits and pieces. So I didn't have a really clear picture on what it was going to look like. And I was in a yoga class and all of a sudden Unbound came through and I started seeing everything that it was going to be.
This is your program, yeah?
Yes.
Anyone who's like, what is she on about?
Yeah. So Unbound was a 7-day healing experience, and it was shown to me that it was going to take all the healings that people would essentially need by going through all the chakras and condensing it into a week so that you could come in, get everything you need, and then go on. And I thought that was beautiful. So my guides are really stern about it. It needed to happen right away. I got a launch together, got everything out, and right on the first, I went through massive initiations. Like the entire duration of my launch, I lost my voice and I was clearing out a ton of old, like ancestral trauma, past life trauma, and couldn't actually promote it at all. And the first day of Unbound, my guide showed me that the last 2 days would be DNA activations, which I had never done before. I'd received them and I knew I was receiving them a lot. I do a lot of astral projection work too. So essentially all the work that I'm doing is in the astral plane. So I'm calling your astral body in and I'm working through the seven layers of the body, but I'm doing this all in the astral so that it manifests into the physical, but it's not as intense. If we're doing all the work in the physical, it can be really hard on the body. Whereas when we're doing this in the astral, it's an easier translation. So you have a really beautiful experience versus maybe feeling some pain or feeling some intense releases. So I was really excited to learn how to do DNA activations. And that was, so the healer for leaders was really focused in on holding the space for leaders, because I feel like you hit a certain point when you're holding so many people and you're holding so many different containers and so many different energies that it's looking around and wondering where you can go fall apart, because we all need to. The crumbling is just as important as the rising. And I wanted to be that anchor where leaders could comfortably and confidently come in and move through their crumbling and ascend into their rising and feel really safe, not feeling like there was a question mark on where they could go. And then by the end of Unbound, after the DNA activations, it was really interesting. I had one of my clients message me saying, "Hey, I need to get a DNA activation from you." And I hadn't promoted the DNA activations at that point. And it was really interesting. And then I think I was just walking or something the next day. And I heard that I needed to offer DNA activations. And I thought that was interesting. And I wrote it down. And then the next day, one of my best friends, Julia, she messaged me, "Hey, I woke up this morning to someone whisper," she's a medium, "and woke up to someone whispering in my ear, tell Phoebe she needs to do DNA activations." So I just couldn't ignore it anymore. And when I dropped into the energy of it, it's just with where we're moving into new earth, we're moving through this transition. And I'm sure we all feel it on some capacity, whether you're really deep in it and you're going down all the rabbit holes and you're feeling into all the energy and you're feeling into all the light infiltrating the planet, or if this is a newer realm for you, but you're feeling all the changes, you're feeling time speeding up, you're feeling your meditation shifting, you're feeling your energy shifting. And with this transition into new earth, light workers, star seeds, healers, leaders of the new paradigm are really being called forward. And I say to clients that it's, you know, light workers are transitioning into the new frontline workers in so many ways, because so many people are coming online and being activated and not knowing where to go for guidance. So the DNA activations felt really important on so many levels, but it felt really important for leaders to be able to come in and hit this extreme quantum ramp where it's, they get everything that they need. They activate the dormant DNA. They move through a crystallizing process, all the DNA that needs to come online in order to help with the transition into new earth, because we're essentially birthing new earth through us. So all the DNA that needs to come online for that process comes on, and then they're able to go, and it not being a really long experience because we have a lot of work to do in a really beautiful way, but we have a lot of work to do. So it switched from being the healer to being the activator from the perspective of doing healing is a lot longer of a process, right? We're going into so many different layers and so many different, it's not just about us. It's our ancestors. It's our past lives. Healing takes a lot of different turns and you never know where you might wind up. We're activator. It's you're coming in for the activation. We're doing an integration call. You're going to help the collective, and that's it. And my guides have shown me that for the time being, it's really just this one activation. There's a whole story behind that that includes a psilocybin journey, but but it's just this one for now. And then I have a feeling that October is going to be a really interesting unfolding for the collective, but February and March, I feel, is going to be another version of that. So in February and March, we might have another DNA activation to move through together. But in the meantime, it's just, it's this one, you're integrating for 2 weeks, your gifts are coming online, different things are activating in you, you're utilizing more of your brain because your consciousness is expanding, and you're utilizing more of your body's innate wisdom versus outsourcing it. So it's a coming home in so many ways. And that's been the real transition and the pivot and the journey behind it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me you're a Pisces without telling me you're a Pisces. That's all I want to say. Well, no, it's not all I want to say, but yeah, welcome to the world of Phoebe Marie, everyone. So it makes a lot of sense, right? Because there's like the DNA of the collective, and then there's like the DNA within each of us. And I'm sure there are people listening who have had moments like I have where something just like shifts, or we might refer to it as like a quantum leap, where all of a sudden something that held us back for years spontaneously lifts, and then we have this spontaneous like consequence or this spontaneous success or this spontaneous reality that appears. And you know, it's usually because something is like shifted on a very, very deep level in your DNA. And we're not always in control of that. But what you're saying is that you can like, you know, bring people in and activate that in a more conscious and intentional way, so that then they can go and like have the quantum impact, reach the next level of their business or their leadership, or you know, activate their voice in some way, whatever it may be. So my curiosity is like for spiritual leaders and business owners, so I know that you work with predominantly, what are the like juicy ripple effects of, you know, going down this path of activating their DNA?
Oh, this is so fun. So the cool thing about it, okay, I'm going to share what I learned this past weekend about the DNA activations, because I learned a lot this weekend. And then I think that's going to ripple into how it's going to impact business, because we are not just leaders of our business, right? We've transitioned out of that. That belief actually can tie us into the old paradigm and into more of like the patriarchy of thinking like the only thing that I'm leading is like this business forward, when we chose to be here. We chose to be here during the greatest revolution that humanity has ever experienced. That's not an accident. Incarnating is a really challenging thing. So we went through a lot to be here, and that means a lot. And we're not just leaders of our clients. We're not just leaders of ourselves. We're not just leaders of our business. We are leaders of the new earth. We are leaders of the new paradigm. And with that, we move through a lot of upgrades, and those upgrades are so necessary because the expansion in them expands us beyond the old limiting beliefs, the scarcity, the fear, the, just as we were talking about prior to the call today, of the idea that we have to work these crazy long hours all the time and quote unquote, earn your stripes and all these things that are so old and so outdated. Well, we can imagine that those are coded in our DNA, because we'll see that in our lineage where people did work really, really hard in order to supply for their families and provide for their families. And so that's coded within us. So we need to change that. We can't. And I think that that's where the healing really pivoted, because healing can help so much. And obviously I still do womb healings. I'm a huge advocate of healings that will never be taken away from my clients. However, what's really needed right now is that pivot. And that's where the DNA activations come in, because we are essentially stripping out the DNA that is tying you to this old earth, this old paradigm, this old patriarchy. And we're moving through a crystallizing process of the dormant DNA that has been waiting for this moment on earth to send us into the new paradigm. Because I think we can, no matter if you are just starting on your spiritual journey or you are deep in it, we can all agree that time is just moving a little bit faster now, where you look back and you look at the date and it's a huge shock that you're that far into the month or you're that far into the year, and things are happening really fast. So that's why the DNA activations are so important right now, because everything is unfolding really quickly. We're moving into this new earth rapidly, and there's such a I want to say a timeline for it, but realistically time also doesn't exist. So it's not a timeline. It's a moment where things have to click in perfect alignment in order for all of these shifts to happen. And this isn't just in our world, this is galactic. So in order for these openings to come on, we need a lot of us to be activated. We need a lot of this crystallizing process through our DNA in order to channel into this new world, to channel in this new light, the new frequency, the new codes. And that's why it's so important for all of us to really be stepping into this right now, because we are being called forward, and we're not just being called forward for ourselves or for our clients or for our families. We're being called forward for Earth, because Earth is going through her own process right now, her own ascension process. So all of us being activated is inevitably supporting her transition as well. And there's so many things that I can add to that, but what I learned this past weekend, so I sat in a solo psilocybin journey, and I had asked the mushrooms, I asked my guides to show me the DNA activation and to activate me so that I could speak in a really authentic and embodied way, because I do womb healings on myself. I do healings on myself. That's how I healed endometriosis. I've obviously had support, but a lot of it was doing womb healings, clearings every day. So I can speak to that very authentically. It's very embodied in me. I understand it. And there was a piece of me that just felt a little uncomfortable not being able to share my own experience through my personal DNA activations. Again, I've had them through my brilliant mentors. I've done them before, but I really wanted to understand the ins and outs of what I was doing so that I could share that. And well, you know, psilocybin mushrooms will always take you exactly where you ask in a way that you didn't really intend to. So I actually felt my cells changing at a molecular level for 6 hours. It was a full 6 hours of feeling like my legs were being stretched. And it was really interesting because when I was younger, I used to feel this like intense stretching in my muscles. And also, sorry, the mailman must be here. And my mom I would wake up crying. And I've always been able to astral project. So I would have really vivid, expansive, wild dreams. And I would wake up with so much pain in my body. And my mom would need to come and massage out my legs. And she'd always say that it was growing pains. And I was speaking with my mentor the other day, and she's like, no, you're literally breaking down the old paradigm in your body, and you're breaking down old programs for the collective. I do a lot of collective work through my body and through my womb. So I get a lot of bodily pains, which is why I always see healers, and I'm always getting additional support. And whether it's working with you for business or working with my mentor for healings, my body needs a lot of support. And that's the beauty of working in the feminine way, is that you're always able to access it. And moving through this activation, it was that same pain. So it was this really interesting experience of understanding what I went through as a child. And it was 6 hours of, it felt so intense that it felt like my blood was transitioning from like a deep red to a gold. And it all of a sudden, my entire body was warm, and it felt, I couldn't stop moving. And here I am with my eye mask on. I've, you know, taken 4 grams of psilocybin. So I'm not really going anywhere. And I'm like flailing on the bed, and I'm releasing all of this fear for the collective and all this pain for the collective. And I'm crying, and it's this whole thing. And the next day I did a higher self reading, and she had come through and said, the activations that you're doing are 6 hours, and we've been working tirelessly to commit to them being a 15 to 30 minute window because they're so important, but no human is going to sign on for a 6 hour activation that could potentially be painful, which duh. I mean, if I knew that that's what I was going to go through, I would have been like, I'm going to take the testimonials and be fine, you know? And it was so necessary though, because I now have this really deep appreciation for what actually happens in the activations. And that's why typically it's a really trippy experience moving through the DNA activation, where it could be really relaxing, but I've had so many of my clients say that they felt like they were on an acid trip, and it's because your body isn't going to show you the pain. Your body's going to show you the beauty, the divinity, what you're moving towards and the expansion that you're moving into. And it's about a 2-week integration period from that also. So the beauty of spiritual leaders doing this, one, your consciousness expands during it, which is why you can typically have a bit of headache or fatigue afterwards, because you're literally expanding your consciousness. But with that, you're able to hold a lot more. And I know that sometimes we can hold so much, but we don't always want to, or we don't always need to. But with where we're headed right now, it is really important that we can hold space for all the people that are awakening and all the people that are coming online, because that's a really big part of our journeys as spiritual leaders, as spiritual business owners, as new earth leaders, as new earth frequency and cold holders. It's so important that we are activated to our fullest, where we can hold the light, because we are the light for the world. So being able to hold that light within us then activates our clients. And then through their light activating, that's going to throw a ripple through their family and through their clients and through everything that they're touching and experiencing. So by us being activated in this high frequency, entering a new dimension, I mean, because that's really what it is. You're not, when you enter the DNA activation, you are a completely transformed person by the end of it. You might not feel it right away, but I've had people come out of it and their partners have said that they look extremely different in a 15 to 30 minute window because they're activated in a new way. And we release a lot of fear doing that too, because again, the old DNA is what's tying us to a lot of the old bullshit in the world. This new DNA is a new earth. It's a new paradigm. It's a new way of being. It's a new way of existing. It's a new way of leading. So we're activating that. So of course we're going to look a little different. Of course we're going to feel different. The way that we move, the way that we talk, the way that we be, the way that we lead is going to be different inevitably, because we just activated all the dormant DNA that has waited in our bodies for this moment, for this ascending moment of consciousness for the collective. And for leaders to step into this, the ripple effect is massive, because you're able to not only hold that light, but you're able to touch others with it and the impact on their lives, their business, the fear that they release. I mean, I feel like we have this incredible opportunity to be completely transformed space holders, where our impact is almost expedited for people. Mm-hmm. They can come in and receive everything that they need, receive these quantum shifts, because we transition from the 3D to the quantum in so many ways through doing this. Obviously we're always be somewhat in the matrix on this grid system in the planet, because we're human, but through doing the DNA activations, your consciousness is expanding so massively that you are really playing in the quantum at that point. So now all of your clients have this incredible opportunity to play in that with you too. And I feel like that's where we get to have a really amazing impact in less time. And again, time is relevant. However, if we can have someone come into our field and see, I know you've been seeing amazing experiences with your clients, and I know that you've been doing so much work on the back end for yourself. And it's like, that's where we get to have these incredible ripples that we're seeing so quickly. And it just gets to keep going. Yeah. So I feel like, in a long-winded answer, that's the benefit of spiritual leaders, of leaders of the new earth, of business owners really stepping into the activations, because you're just at that point, you're just choosing to unsubscribe from anything that isn't of the highest service for everyone. And I feel like that choice is what changes the planet, period. It's this conscious decision that if this is not of the highest good for myself and all involved, I do not subscribe to it. And what a massive rebellion we get to start through doing that, where it's, we're only subscribing to women empowering women, to businesses being wildly successful without having to burn out and break our backs before they hit that, to taking care of our planet, to taking care of one another, to helping one another. When we subscribe to that, we are consciously choosing the new earth day in and day out. And I feel that the DNA activation just allows that pathway to be really clear.
Amazing. Speaking of unsubscribing and subscribing to different and new paradigms, what are some of the things that you've opted out of, like some of the stories or the beliefs? You know, you've grown a lot in the time that I've known you as well, and like this year has been pretty quantum. So like, what are some of the like stories, or I'm going to say truths, but like in inverted commas, that you've released recently?
Oh my gosh, so many. It's so interesting thinking who I was at the beginning of RRR versus now.
And that's the name of the mastermind that we did.
Yeah.
it's so weird to say RRR. it stands for Riches, Rebels and Revolutions, but I didn't think about it. And I was like, you know, I didn't think about what it would sound like when you abbreviate it. So it's RRR, like a dog.
Anyway, oh my god. Oh, so good. So good. It's like a dog or like a pirate. Yes. So Riches, Rebels, and Revolutions. But at the beginning, I remember reaching out to you and I was like, okay, I basically started my business. I stopped my business for months. And I know that I had been in your field. You had been in my field. We were dancing around with one another. And I took such a huge leap of faith. And I feel like that was just the biggest declaration to the universe, was that I'm not subscribing to this idea that my business has to be hard, that I have to earn my stripes, that I have to have every, you know, fucking certification under the sun. Like I'm subscribing to this being new. And at that point, I'd been working with my mentor, who is a quantum medical intuitive. And she's the architect of the new earth. She is one of the biggest blueprint holders that we have here. And she is a powerhouse. And I had been working with her for a few months when I committed to RRR, Riches, Rebels, and Revolutions. I'm never going to be able to say RRR.
Just say the mastermind.
And before I committed to you and to me and to all the incredible women in it. And so I'd really started to shift into new earth is something that we are creating, and new earth is a choice, because it's not like the planet is just going to dissolve itself and we're, you know, I mean, and maybe, who knows, but it starts with us. It starts with us choosing a new way and choosing a new paradigm and choosing new beliefs and choosing new choices. And that became so apparent to me with working with my mentor. And when the mastermind came up, it just mirrored all of that, where it was a new way of being. And I have Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, and Saturn all at full expressions in the eighth house of Pisces in my chart. So anything that includes the feminine way, I'm completely here for. So, and seeing how much ease and fun and pleasure and love you have in your business, it really just showed that it was so possible. So through moving through the past 6 months, I've had to unsubscribe from probably every belief that I've had. And it's been crazy. I mean, I've been called the devil worshiping witch. I've been called a Satan worshiper. I've been called every name under the sun, while knowing that the energy that I'm channeling is directly with God consciousness, whether it's God, universe, source, spirit, whatever resonates with you. I know it's of the highest frequency because I'm a healer, and being a healer is a beautiful gift. And I've had to really stand in my own truth and stand in my knowing of who I am and what I'm doing and my purpose here. And that's been a really hard journey, and a lot of falling down and a lot of picking myself back up. And in doing that, every single time a name was thrown at me that I knew was not my truth, I mean, when I'm in a healing session, I see Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and Mother Mary. And those are the three lights that I'm primarily channeling to heal wounds. So I know that I'm not any of these dark things that I've been called, but I'm really sensitive. So they almost knocked me down every time. And it was the day that you and I were chatting, and you had really, really helped me meet that edge of, you just have to choose that this isn't the truth, and drop into who you are. And that was a really big thing that I had to move through, because I had all of these, I mean, from scarcity with money to scarcity with opportunity to fear. I mean, I had so many different things moving through my body, and a lot of it, I hold a lot for my family and I release a lot for my family. And that's a really big part of my soul mission here, is to really clean a lot of the fear out of my lineage. So a lot that comes up for me, I know that once I get to the point of breaking it, I'm going to see the ripple through my whole family. So I always have this really incredible motivation to push through, because I'm extremely close with my mom. I'm extremely close with my brother, and my dad is on the other side, and I work directly with him and my spirit daughter. So I have this great motivation, because I'm seeing on the other side who I'm supporting, and I'm seeing in the human realm who I'm supporting. So it's always worth pushing through the fears that come up and the quote unquote truths, but it doesn't mean that it's not hard. And a lot that I needed to push through was just so much fear, and so much fear around people's perceptions. Because when you do the work that I do, I mean, let's be realistic, like what I do is really fucking weird. You know, it's not like, I'm not like, you know, I'm this or I'm that. It's not something that you go to school for. It's something that you are. And to be exactly who you are in a world that tells you that's not good, it brings up a lot of not enoughness and a lot of fear and a lot of scarcity and a lot of wanting to hide under a rock or just be a Buddhist monk and never talk to a human again. And that's a really hard place to be when you're not choosing a career, you're just choosing who you are and you're just choosing your gifts. And I say just in with so much love, because it's a pure act of rebellion. And it goes back to that choice of choosing to not only embody the new earth, but to move it through me, where your gifts are your career. Your innate abilities are what you are sharing with the world every day, how you're showing up every day, how you're choosing to exist, how you're choosing to be is just from who you are. And that's a really vulnerable place to be. So there was I needed to release a lot of scarcity, a lot of fear, a lot of judgment from not only from receiving it from others, but from receiving it for myself, and having to unsubscribe from so many different things within this patriarchy and the paradigm that we have been existing in, and to choose to create anew and to choose myself every single day when it was really, really challenging and really scary too. And choosing trust, and choosing trust again and again and again, when there was no logical reason to be trusting, I chose trust. And that's how I've unsubscribed from a lot of the stories and a lot of the not enoughness that comes up. Because, you know, I'm sure that so many spiritual leaders, no matter what your title is, we can all relate to this in some way, that, you know, when you're surrounded by doctors and lawyers and all these things, which is amazing. If that's your soul path, that's incredible. If it lights you up, that's absolutely what you're here for. But, you know, to come out and say, I'm a healer, there's that not enoughness that creeps in when I personally feel I'm doing the highest service work that I possibly could be. But when you're standing in a group of people that are questioning
normies.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're like, go to a wedding, it's like, what do you do? It's like, okay, how like open is this person? Like, which dot points or like what scope am I gonna actually like say? Because basically, like, how weird do I think this person is at the table? Like, how much can I
totally totally. And that's, I personally love when Pat is there, who's my boyfriend, and he'll judging on the person, he'll either be like, oh, Phoebe's a life coach. Or he'll be like, Phoebe works in the quantum and she is a medium and she's like, she's completely left this dimension and she still dates me. And it's like, he like always kind of senses the temperature. And I'm like, yeah, what he said. But it's, I mean, it's funny. Now I've gotten a lot better about it. I was at the chiropractor yesterday and I actually caught myself when she asked what I do. And I stuttered and I was like, and I was like, a healer. And she was like, oh, that's awesome. I was like, oh my God, that's it's still an edge that I'm meeting every time I go out into the world. And I'm not just at home in 3 hours of meditation and then working with my clients. It is still an edge to really share who I am. And while I feel that we've really broken down, and that's a really big piece of it too, is we've been breaking down identity for the collective for the past few months. So if you feel like you've been having a huge identity shift or a huge questioning of identity, it makes sense. That's what we've been going through collectively, because a lot of our identities are tied to what other people tell us to be or have told us to be, or the shoulds and the have to's, and it's not actually who we are. So I feel that we hold an identity that's always evolving and always crumbling and always starting anew. But to really just step into who you are at a soul level is, it's like walking out your front door naked every day. And I've had to subscribe to that fully and subscribe to that trust that I'm supposed to be doing this at a soul level. And the more confident that I get in subscribing to that, the more impact that I'm going to have on the world. So that's been like the biggest subscription, but I've had to unsubscribe from basically everything that I was and everything that I believed that I was, because I wasn't my biggest hype girl, and I needed to change that.
Yeah. Amazing. So many golden nuggets there. The thing that I'm curious to ask you is like specifically about the money. And you said this interesting thing to me before, I wrote it down, the womb holds finances. And you obviously do a lot of womb work and you work with business owners. And, you know, I think there's still like a lot of scarcity programs running through, well, of course, through like the wider world and the wider collective, but even in the spiritual communities, you know, this idea that it's like somehow more holy to be this like poor healer, that somehow it makes you more in integrity or more devoted. Or if you're a healer or a coach or a leader, like you can't be having nice things or a nice car. You should be like living in a hut in the jungle and like, you know, giving all of your money away. And it's definitely like a weird thing that's kind of come in and out of my own awareness as well. So I'd be curious to hear from you, like, how do you see these beliefs or distortions showing up in the body and in the womb?
Yeah, it's so interesting too, because we're going through so many different breakdowns. And I mean, money, as we're experiencing it, is changing, is evolving. And there's so many things that we can go into about
buy crypto.
Yeah. Seriously. And it's like, we're watching everything evolve, and it's not the first rodeo that things have evolved through this. And I think it's the science of getting rich. It's like the first line. And he says, this isn't verbatim, but in order to make an impact in the world, you have to be extremely rich. You have to be extremely wealthy. And there's a difference between being rich and being wealthy, having money and having wealth, right? And we can go into that. But what it strips down to is all the organizations that are doing incredible humanitarian work in the world need funding. So if you're wanting to make a huge impact in the world and you have all of these foundations that you're eager to donate to, and you're not charging your worth, you're subscribing to scarcity, you're subscribing to fear, you're actually not making an impact in the world. And the way that I perceive it too, is that we're all mirrors for one another. I'm a mirror to you. You're a mirror to me. We are in an exchange of energy. We have a golden thread tied to one another. So we're always exchanging things. So when you are acting in this high service of being a healer, being a leader, but you're subscribing to a lot of scarcity, you're inevitably mirroring that to your clients. So no matter what your why is behind what you're doing, clearing out scarcity is going to be of highest service because you're allowing people to step into wealth. And wealth isn't just money. Wealth is, it's health, it's investments, it's donations, it's ways that we support one another. It's ways that we save the planet. It's ways that we give to people who really need help. And when we unsubscribe from scarcity, we're also subscribing to a deeper trust in the divine. And not only in the divine, but in ourselves, because we are the divine. We're having a human experience, but we are this high light. So when we subscribe to ourselves, we are healing so much for our lineage, so much for our ancestry, so much for our families, so much for all to come after us. Mm-hmm. And what I see in so many, obviously in so many women, because our wombs hold sensuality, sexuality, abundance, creation, finances. And I had learned from our mutual friend, Jess, that the womb holds finances. And I wound up doing a ton of digging after that. And it's not just finances, it's every ounce of wealth that our wombs are holding. And if we're blocking off finances, we're actually blocking off this abundance of wealth that's going to have a massive impact on the planet. Mm-hmm. And with our womb space, we hold a lot of ancestral trauma, a lot of past life trauma. We hold a lot there because it's the portal. And if it's the portal of creation and we're blocking off, say that you're wanting to expand your business and you still have a lot of scarcity, well, you're also blocking the creation that's going to help build your business. You're also going to block the sensuality that's going to fill your business with fun and play and ease and pleasure. You're also going to block the sexuality that you want to experience. You're going to block all these other things because nothing is separate. Whether there's an old belief that mind, body, and spirit are separate, or there's an idea that pleasure and money are separate. Nothing is separate. Everything is corded together in some way, shape, and form. So if you're wanting expansion in one area, it's opening the door to expansion in everything. And by doing that, you are committing to your womb. You are committing to this portal of life, of creation, of abundance, of sensuality, of sexuality, of wealth. You are committing to that. And if we're not going into our wombs, we're not exploring the depths of the dark feminine, which I believe is housed here. We're not exploring the depths of ourselves. We're not exploring what needs to be released. Then we're just choosing, we're choosing the old way of doing things that makes the human experience lack a lot of pleasure. And we can see that in, you know, probably our grandparents, maybe our parents. I feel like our parents have like started to kind of subscribe to this new way. But, you know, my grandparents are in their 80s and they still work every day. And it's always so interesting to me because, I mean, my grandfather loves what he does. So that's one thing. I mean, I hope that I'm still doing healings and activations when I'm in my 80s. But there is, he grew up in the Great Depression. So there is inevitably a lot of scarcity programmed in him that laces into this need to continue to work. Of course, if that was your reality, of course, it's completely understandable, but it's choosing those silos. It's choosing that things are separate. It's choosing that there isn't universal oneness. And I've had to unsubscribe from that, which is a really interesting dynamic when it comes to family too. But when we go into the womb, and I had compared this to breath work when we were speaking earlier, that say that you are doing a self-pleasure practice and you have either your yoni egg or yoni wand and you're moving through different points. And I mean, the goal isn't orgasm, but if you're able to orgasm, that's beautiful. And there might be one day that it's ecstasy and bliss. And you're like, oh my gosh, everything is expanding. I feel my consciousness being blast open right now. I'm so excited. And then the next day you could be sobbing and screaming into a pillow and punching your fists on your bed, wondering, you know, what the hell is up from down. And both experiences are absolutely what need to happen because you're clearing out your womb. And we can move through womb healings and womb clearings on our own. It's just understanding our bodies. And by understanding our bodies, we're clearing out these blocks. We're taking out these silos. We're choosing that sensuality, sexuality, creation, abundance, wealth, finances. We're choosing that everything is one. And we're subscribing to the more pleasure that I have, the more money that comes in. The more money that comes in, the more wealth that's created. The more wealth that's created, the more creation that's shared with the world, the more good I'm doing in the world. And it's having to subscribe to this deep, deep new belief that nothing is separate. Everything is connected. And the impact you desire to have in the world is going to be directly correlated to, I believe, how much attention you're spending in your womb and how much care you're giving to your womb. You know, even just if you're cursing your period every month, well, then you're cursing your finances, your sexuality, your creation, your abundance, because they're not separate. You know, it's when you have, and I healed endometriosis through doing this. So I feel like I can speak very authentically to it. And I used to be in debilitating pain for my entire life, where chronic pain was just part of my norm. And there's a whole story to that. I conceived, my daughter came through for the first week of my pregnancy saying, "You're going to miscarry and it's okay. It's exactly as it's supposed to be." And this blasted open all of my gifts coming online. I was in a portal of death and humanity for 52 days because I bled for 52 days. And it was this really big opening to so much. And that's when I started to learn the womb and started to learn womb healings. And ever since then, my hormones are perfect. I don't have any endometriosis symptoms. I don't deal with pain. I don't deal with headaches. I don't deal with anything that I used to. And a lot of that was just subscribing to this commitment to my body and this commitment to my womb. And in doing so, everything has expanded and I've been able to make a greater impact in the world, which is what I always desired. So for women, the more connected we are to our wombs, the more attention that we give to our wombs, the more devotion we give to our wombs, the more we're going to see expansion in everything else, because they're not separate. They're all connected and it all starts there, because this is our portal and it's our birthright to access it.
Yeah. Totally. You really see this with the breath work that I do as well, rebirthing, because most of what's coming out of the body and being experienced through the body when you do rebirthing is to do with your conception, your mother's pregnancy with you, your time in the womb, what she was thinking, what she was experiencing, what you experienced as you made your way into the earth, either, you know, vaginally, cesarean, whatever it was it traumatic? How were you treated in your early years? And then all of that is stored and kept in the body and then manifests in different patterns. And predominantly these patterns are not empowering because the birth process has been colonized. So women do not feel powerful in birth. Typically they're not given an empowering like lead up to it. Typically it's a privilege to have access to that kind of wisdom, even though it's like ancient wisdom and ancient, you know, support. And the same with periods, like women cursing their periods, thinking that their wombs are wrong, the way that women have been oppressed sexually, like all of these templates are being stored in the womb and then they're being passed down generationally. And to men as well, right? Because men are coming into this world through the bodies of women as well. And so, like, I think a lot of people think that healing is like, I don't know, like this luxury or this thing that's kind of like a cherry on the sundae. Yeah, I could do that. That'd be nice. But it's actually really impactful if you want to change the planet, because you matter. And when you heal your body, or when you're on that journey of like healing your own shit, you impact thousands of people that you meet through your expression, through how you move, through how you treat others, how you love, how you are generous. But also, you know, if you have children, it's being passed on in their bodies as well through your womb. So, I could talk to you about this all day because I think it's like one of the most important things ever. But I want to just close this conversation, and I want to ask you if you could give any advice to a spiritual leader, person who's listening, who's like on their journey, for like the current times, navigating the current times, like what piece of advice or quote would you offer them?
Your body is your intuition and do not ignore it. We get so caught up in the day-to-day and the hustle and bustle and everything that we're moving through that we lose touch with our bodies so quick, when our body is our intuition. Our body is how we receive everything. And if you're wanting to experience quantum leaps, your fast track to your ascension process, healing, you're wanting to impact the world, impact your clients, impact your family, you're wanting to do all these incredible things, you have to drop into your body. And that can't be, it's a non-negotiable, because especially as women, we're so deeply programmed to just do and do and do and do and do that it's, by the end of the day, we might not have checked in with our bodies at all. And if you're wanting to have a huge impact in the world, you have to make your body a non-negotiable. Commitment and devotion to your body, whether it's daily movement, pleasure practices, Epsom salt baths, massages, facials, whatever it is, you have to subscribe that you are worth the investment, whatever it is. If it's support in your business, if it's support for your body, if it's a healer, whatever it is, you have to subscribe to the belief that all the money invested is going to translate in unimaginable ways, because you are committing to a deep devotion to self, and that will never lead you in the wrong way.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I'll do that when I'm a six-figure business owner. I'll do that later. Like I'll do that when I have more time, but I've got to hustle now. It's like reverse it. Do it now to carry on with the vibration of being a powerful woman who takes care of herself and keeps a very clean, clear channel, intuition, you know, and keeps the vessel clear, so that you can tap into the gifts that you have to share in the world and be a better coach or a better healer, a better leader for your clients.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, everything is frequency. Everything is energy. So whatever the impact is that you want to make in the world, that's your frequency. That is your energy. That is your essence. That is your body. And the more that you devote yourself to that, you're going to inevitably see changes everywhere else, because you are setting the standard for all the women in your life too, that you are more than enough. You are more than enough because you are here. You are love, and you are divinity, and you are God, and you are goddesses, and you are all rolled into this beautiful human. And when you devote yourself to that, everything else is going to fall into place, because you're devoting to a deeper trust of why you're here. And that's going to impact everyone. And it doesn't mean that if you're just starting out your business and you're breaking down a lot of old stories and old beliefs, and you're just trying to find a way that you can take care of yourself, commit to taking a long shower or a long bath every day, and turning on music and doing a breast massage and hugging yourself and saying sweet words, putting a mirror in your shower and admiring how beautiful you are. And devote yourself to that in whatever capacity and investment you can, and you will see everything else change, because devotion to self sends a ripple effect that we can devote ourselves to one another as well.
Amazing, babe. Thank you so much for your wisdom, your magic, and your love, and all of your codes. Where can our listeners come play with you?
Yeah, come play on Instagram. It's hello.phoebemarie. And that's my only setup right now. I don't know if I'll be expanding to other platforms. I feel like Instagram is just so much fun. So amazing. I have tons of things going on there. And the next round of Unbound is launching tentatively the first week of November. And it'll be a DNA activation. So if you're ready for this next quantum leap in your ascension process, then slip into my DMs too.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode ignited you, expanded you, and enriched your heart, your mind, your life in some way. If it did, reach out on Instagram. My handle is This Is Amy Rushworth, or you can head over to my website for all my courses, retreats, and magical offerings at amyrushworth.com. If the show feels like a vibe for you, make sure you subscribe. And if you have 60 seconds to rate and review, or even to just share the show with a friend, I would be so grateful. And it helps more amazing, beautiful people like you to discover this show and to improve their lives for the better. Stay tuned for the next episode. And until then, I'm sending you strength, grace, ferocious courage, and a friendly reminder to always love yourself fiercely and to go out there and live your most unapologetic life.